Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. I know that his command is everlasting life. Jesus Christ in the book of John. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. Jesus Christ, also in the book of John. This is Jim, Wonder Reality. This is part four of The Purpose of Human Existence. If someone came to you and made you an offer, which is to live forever and to have the fountain of youth forever, what would be your response? What would be anyone's response? Obviously, the normal response, okay, live forever, have the fountain of youth. Well, what else is involved in this? Well, you live in paradise, in glory, in a place where you would be fellowshipping with God Almighty, your Creator, and His Son, Jesus Christ, forever. Well, that's incredible, isn't it? That's the easiest decision any human could ever make. Yes. Anyone would say yes to that. That's what Jesus Christ offers the human race. That's what our great and awesome God Almighty offers every person on the earth. He wants to save everyone. His command is everlasting life. The greatest offer ever made to the human race, and in fact, the only offer. It's the only offer because every other offer is death and leads only to death and eternal death in hell. But in heaven, live forever. The fountain of youth. People in heaven will be in the perfect prime of their life forever. And also, they will fellowship with God forever. And this is in the first three messages. That's what I've been talking about. The purpose of our life is to fellowship with God. That is the ultimate purpose. Very, very few get there on the earth. But those who are in God's family through Jesus Christ gloriously will go to heaven. And yes, they will fellowship forever. That's why we're here. God is a great and awesome, creative, bountiful God. And He created the human race to be a part of His family and to fellowship with them, to fellowship with human beings. God is he's an incredible giving God, merciful, giving, bountiful, creative, beyond anything we can comprehend. And this is just part of His plan to create a family in His own image, and to fellowship with them, and to spend time with them, to teach them, and lead them, and on and on. Someone may ask, where is this in the Bible? Well, it's all throughout the Bible. It's what Jesus called the kingdom. That's the presence of God. He taught about the kingdom, and told, it was his main topic, and he said, seek the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom, the presence of God. All about the kingdom of God. That's the presence of God. Also, remember famous verse, Revelation 3:21. Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. He who opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him, and he with me. Right there. Now, someone has to look beyond the metaphor and of opening the door. Well, what does that mean, open the door? It's a great teaching. It's God Almighty teaching us. We have to decipher these things. We have to, you know, Jesus talked about the kingdom on and again and again and again. And we have to, well, let's look at that. He's God Almighty coming down to the earth teaching us. This is important. This is the secret of the universe. This is the greatest. This is the answer right here, what Jesus is teaching, all about the presence of God, the presence of Jesus, which, again, the ultimate purpose, the purpose of why we're here, really, if you get down just to the heart of the matter, it's to fellowship with God, which we have to, as I've been talking about the four phases, we have to grow up and mature in this new life and advance and progress to the point where we get to know Him and we realize that it's all about Him. It's nothing about us, of course, but that He's God Almighty. We don't just get this fellowship with Him the first day that we receive Him. That would be ridiculous. You know, He's holy and sacred and divine and glorious and beyond anything we can comprehend. And we must humble ourselves, come to Him and realize, wow, if I do that and I humble myself, I receive Him, come into my life, we're sincere, we're genuine, really the incredible miracle is, boom, right when someone asks Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior, they're in His family. God Almighty is so loving and giving and merciful that He allows them into His family right then. And for, you know, just for argument's sake, if they died soon after that, because He's so great and loving and merciful, they would make it to heaven. They would be in His family forever. Amen. So that's entering the first phase of those four phases. Because He's loving and merciful and He wants to save everyone, He wants to save every individual person. Right when they receive Him, they're in His family. They're not going to fellowship with Him in that first phase or even in that second phase. In the third phase is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's when someone's close. They're closer. And really what that means is that they have put off their old nature. There's less of that person and more of God. We need to die. We need to put off our old nature, which is the called in the Bible the flesh, but it's our old nature. It's that sinful nature. It's the fallen nature of man, which, and we get rid of that, that's when we move into the mystery of having Jesus Christ in and through us. Amen. And so, again, it's phases. People would, you know, I keep talking about this is the purpose, to fellowship with Him, and people immediately would say, well, how do we do that? I don't see anyone on the earth doing that, hardly anybody. Then what's, okay, and so I'm trying to explain that it's the process, the phases. We have to mature and grow up and advance and die, get rid of our old nature, and then that's when, because He's holy, sacred, perfect, and glorious, and divine, that's when we die, that's when we can fellowship with Him. In fact, when we die as human beings on the earth, which is, from our view, a tragedy, from the earthly view, when we die and go to heaven, that's the most glorious thing for those who are saved. They immediately get to be in God's presence forever in heaven. That's the eternal perspective that we all need. We need that eternal perspective. Let's look at eternity. Jesus said, don't store up treasures on earth. Store up your treasures in heaven, where they will last forever. Getting to fellowship with Him forever. Have the fountain of youth forever. Be in His presence in glory beyond description, a place so wonderful it can't be put into human words. Heaven, which is literally God's home, His throne, His filled with His presence and glory, the presence of Jesus Christ, which is available on the earth, but yet so few people on the earth even know about this presence of Jesus and even know about the glorious truth of the new life in Jesus Christ. So few even know about it. So few find it. So few have that revelation and are enlightened about it And as I've said before, as you go into each subsequent phase, the second phase, the third phase, it gets fewer and fewer. It's just, it's baffling that human beings, we don't get it. It's our sinful nature. We want to make it on our own. We want to be our own God. It's sin. It's the normal human sinful nature that wants to do that. That's the first thing. Then we're deceived by the world and all the world system that says we have to be beautiful and wealthy and we have to do certain things to find fulfillment and get material things and be beautiful and good looking and have a family with kids, and then maybe that's fulfillment. Now, when someone finds Jesus Christ, God wants us to have those things. Beyond those things, He wants us to have supernatural, divine, eternal life forever, life everlasting, the abundant life in every which way beyond what we can comprehend. But so back to that list. Okay, there's the world has deceived us. There's sin has gotten people. People are seeking pleasures of life, as Jesus said. The deceitfulness of riches, the pleasures of life, whatever that is for them, entertainment, fun, laughter, sex, drugs, alcohol, pleasures of life, whatever it is, okay, so that has people trapped. And then ultimately, of course, the devil. Probably the biggest thing is our sinful nature. We want to make it on our own without God. But also just the deception, another deception I've been talking about in some other messages, that people think this is somehow a religious thing, that there's religion, that it's everyone you talk to thinks that, and that's such a deception. That's not even, this is a relationship with the Almighty God that someone can have directly with Him. There's nothing about religion, nothing. This is, and people think it's when they, with the religion thing, it's like they have this view that it's dead religion, it's dry and boring and awful and terrible, and we have to give up all these fun things and we have to become this hard, you know, boring, dry person and act spiritual and do these. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And so I want to say it again and again. I want to give again and again, the purpose of human existence is to know God, to walk with Him, and to fellowship with Him through Jesus Christ forever. And He offers the greatest things ever. Living forever, the fountain of youth, the supernatural, glorious blessings forever beyond what we can comprehend. And He offers these to every person on the earth. Every person. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, anyone who relies on Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And I also wanted to add this. We, and this is a big thing, we have to prove ourselves worthy of fellowshipping with Him. And not just fellowshipping, but everything in our relationship with Him and being in His family, we have to prove ourselves worthy. He's testing us. He is searching everyone's heart and mind and testing every person, every individual person, 7.5 billion people on the earth. God Almighty knows every one of them intimately. Isn't that incredible? And He has literally, there's angels keeping records on every person. It's mind-boggling. And so all of this is so mind-boggling and such a mystery that we humble ourselves and we are in awe of Him. Glory to God. Him. That's the whole key. As I've been talking, eternal life is just knowing Him. Just that. And all these things that that I'm talking about and all these other blessings flow from that. Knowing Him. And He's searching us and testing us all the way through to see. He knows what's in our heart, but He's letting human beings have a free will. God can't make them do anything. He can't make anyone receive him. He can't make anyone serve him. He is searching, testing, and watching us and seeing what we do. And if we prove ourselves worthy, then we advance. We advance through those phases. And that's glorious to think about, that he's continually doing that, and he's patient, long-suffering. So if we prove ourselves worthy, we move on, and we move on through the phases, and then we walk in the light of what we've received. That's what we need to do. And through his power, he empowers us to do that. The Holy Spirit empowers us. And ultimately, yes, fellowship with him. Amen. You know, it's interesting. The very, very first thing is someone going to humble themselves enough to say, Lord, I don't understand all the things, spiritual things. I don't know. I need you. I ask you, Jesus Christ, to be my Lord and Savior. I give you my heart, my innermost me. I give you me. If someone sincerely, genuinely does that, boom, they're saved. And they won't feel anything. They won't even really understand. They may not even understand that we can fellowship with him. Wow. Because they haven't, you know, it takes a revelation from the Holy Spirit for someone to realize that. Wow, we can fellowship with him. This is beyond belief. This is incredible. This is, okay, this is the answer, and that's what I want. And so we seek him, and we seek him, and we just keep on going. But that first step, you know, when somebody humbles themselves, they receive him, that's the evidence right there. God's like, yes, this person can be in my family because they have proved themselves worthy enough to realize they are nothing, they can do nothing, and they need me. And so he comes in and he saves that person gloriously. And so then it's this divine partnership. It's a mystery yet a reality where that person is now, the Holy Spirit is working with them and helping them. And, you know, the words for the Holy Spirit, he's the helper, he's the comforter, he's the intercessor, the teacher, all these wonderful things. And remember, the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. So then that person, if they continue on, they'll just every day just continue on in that daily walk, and they have this glorious walk with him. But they won't feel anything in the first phase. They won't feel anything, nothing, because they're a baby. They're a young, they've been born again. It's a new life, just like a baby on the earth. In the first 4 years of their life, they can almost do nothing on their own. Definitely the first 2 years, they can do nothing. We remember hardly anything about those years. We could do nothing on our own in the natural, right? We had someone else was taking care of us. And just that's the same thing spiritually. When someone's born again, they're a helpless newborn person in Jesus Christ. And they just got to keep on in that daily walk. Just the daily walk. And if they prove themselves worthy, if they pass the tests, which are glorious, this is glorious. What a great test. It isn't a test like we have on the earth. This is a relationship. Amen. That's the whole key. So thank you for listening. Please visit wonderreality.org. Free books there and a lot of teachings. Till next time. Bye.